The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. So weather reader, Mr. Weintraub.
The weather in Ann Arbor is looking pretty good. And the weather for the weekend, like for now through the weekend, there's going to be a little bit of rain. I think that's tomorrow morning. But otherwise, Sam, we are looking at a pool golf weekend galore for those that are so inclined. And that would be us as well until we at least leave for our vacation on Saturday. But today looks really nice. Yeah, I think Grace is going to say it again. I'm sweaty when she gets out of softball camp. So we're going to go to the pool. She can dunk in the pool and get a little cooled off. And you could do that after a hard day at work or maybe a day on the links at the polo fields. But you have a lot of great options of fun family things to do here in Ann Arbor if you join the polo fields, whether it's the 18 championship holes, the warm-up area for golf, so the driving range, the putting area, the chipping and bunker area as well, the pool, the tennis courts, the indoor workout facility, and, of course, the grill as well. For more information how you can become a member and what those amenities are all about, visit polofieldccmi.com. That's polofieldccmi.com.
So, obviously, the breaking news while we were on the show yesterday was Simone Biles withdrawing from the team final. Well, it also broke overnight that she withdrew from the individual all-around final as well. She will not compete in tomorrow's all-around competition in order to focus on her mental health. So that... You know, when she chose to withdraw from team competition immediately, so there are a couple of things. I think if you were to sort of take the informal survey of sentiment, the majority was supportive. But man, between the folks who came out saying that she's soft, she's a quitter, to the folks who said, oh, she's selfish, and she, you know, this is all about, she's making it all about her, so she wants to be ready for the individual competition. It's just, man, clearly there are still a lot of folks out there who do not equate, who do not put mental health on the same level with some sort of physical ailment. You're just not tough. If you say, the stress is just too much for me. That's not the same in some people's eyes as, an ACL or something physical that literally takes you out of competition. A mental struggle can do the same thing, Ira. And I'm at the very least, they can't say that it was a selfish thing. I don't think it was a selfish thing. I wouldn't have thought it was selfish if she had competed in the individual final, Ira. But that's at least one piece of this that will have to go away now that she's pulled out of the individual competition, too.
You know, I would have hoped that the conversations about mental health that we've been having for the last 5+ years now would have elevated this conversation beyond the she's a quitter, because it's ridiculous. And then you start saying, oh, Tom Brady never would have quit, so-and-so never would have quit. So, well, one, every individual situation is different. Second of all, there's a situation that Simone Biles has that no other athlete at her level has right now or has ever, like, their only fellow Nasser victims/survivors can understand what she's going through. I don't think people understand. She was visibly shaking. She was physically unable to continue in the moment because of the mental side of it. And so, yes, mental injury, you can't put a bandage on it or put a cast on it, but you can see how it manifests itself, and you can see what it was doing for her. And she was putting herself, now first she talked about she didn't want to hurt the team, but she was putting herself in physical harm, because if she goes for one of her crazy flips, one, if she cuts it short and say it's supposed to have 3 twists and it has 2 or whatever, she loses a lot of points because she said she was going to do something. Second of all, if she tries to do the full thing, she could really get hurt because she's not fully physically and mentally there, because the mental side is impacting the physical. And for all those mentally weak people out there that are calling her weak, they're dumb. They're idiots. They're naive. I don't know what we're – it depends on each person. Some are just naive. Some are ignorant. Some are jerks. And some just want to, you know, have, you know, clickbait to just get their points out there. But all this stuff is nonsense. She is a person. She is not a robot, right? She has gone through some things in her life that you and I can't understand. Most of the people that are criticizing her can't understand. But her teammates, her fellow gymnasts, the ones that are coming out to support her, the ones that have gone through what she's gone through, that they're coming out to support her. Yeah, I'm going to listen to them. I'm not going to listen to the clowns that don't know what the heck they're talking about and don't apparently seem to care about the mental health of people. As long as those people are serving them, i.e. entertaining them, they don't seem to care about these people as people. And I think we should be beyond that. I think we should be caring about them as people too. And this is a very serious thing for her.
Yeah, I think that this is the pinnacle. The Olympics, they are, the as far as competition goes for an athlete in that sport and other Olympic sports, this is what you spent your whole life to that point preparing for. And while she's had Olympic success, to forego one of those opportunities to compete in the prime of her career, that without having any perspective other than that, it should make you realize the weight, the seriousness, the gravity of what she must be feeling. Again, the Olympics are it. This is the thing. This is what you train for. It doesn't, this is what you put years of your life into. For all the other competitions, and there are other competitions that are significant, but they don't come close. And so for her to say, I'm not competing, and foregoing one of those opportunities, like I said, that, you know, look, man, she must really be feeling it. This is not a mental toughness thing. It's not something you just push through. And I, you know, no one's going to know better than the athlete the kind of focus that's necessary to execute that level. And if you're the best, she's the best to ever do it. And to be the best to ever do something, the level of focus that you must have to do that, you know when it's not there. And it's clear. I think she said, I'm just not here and I don't want to do something stupid. And I think what she was saying was, you know, I could try this routine, or, you know, I could try this, you know, this particular element here, but because I'm not sharp, I could hurt myself. I could do something stupid and hurt myself. And she made the decision not to do that. Like you said, for two reasons. She felt like she could really hurt her team, and then she felt like she could really hurt herself. And if you feel that way, even at the Olympics, you take a pass. And she said she got the courage to do that from watching Naomi Osaka. And so, you know, that's maybe the most visible example for her to say, you know, it's all right to say, man, this is just too much for me right now. She's been a successful Olympian, so it's not like she's never been in this kind of moment before.
Right, but she hasn't been in this moment under the pressure of when, and she put herself in this pressure. She owns that too, and she said that. But she, it's the first time that she is there, not just representing Team USA and representing herself, but she's representing natural victims, and she's wearing that. And that weighs on you. Like, nobody can understand that, right? Like, that's the thing that I see missing in most of the, no, in all the criticisms of her. No one ever seems to mention, like, 5 years ago, this wasn't the same kind of story. It wasn't, the significance wasn't there. And the comparison, and EA talked about this, the pressure that former gymnasts had to compete when they shouldn't have been still competing, but they felt that pressure to continue to compete. This helps change that dynamic too, because the pressure should not be there if you're not ready, if you're not able to compete, if you're not well enough to compete mentally or physically. And so this does put gives that power back to the gymnast, or more to the gymnast, because they didn't seem to have it. He talked about the example from the 92 Olympics, right? When, I mean, basically you feared for your livelihood that if you don't continue to compete, and that is not there anymore. So we have taken some steps, but to see the critiques that I've seen, it's just, people seem to just dismiss, like, Life experiences don't matter. Things that have changed in the last 5 years don't matter. You know, things that have come, there's a lot of things that are at play now that were not at play the last time she competed in the Olympics. And yes, she is the greatest of all time when it comes to doing what she does. And that's not going to change because of what she did. And in fact, most people, thankfully, right. thankfully, most people see this in the right perspective and applaud her for her ability to right. step away the way that she did because she needed to do it for herself.
Right. I think it's important to elevate the majority voice here. The majority voice is like, look, you do you. This is serious. I think most people understand that it's serious, that this is, as Eric Adelson was talking about today, it can be as debilitating as any physical, mental ailment is a physical ailment. I mean, it can manifest visibly, you know, physically. So,
Sam, we got a message from,
get that.
Yeah, we got a message from a listener, Jim Goodman. He said, Simone has given her life to compete for the United States of America. She owes everyone nothing. Everyone has a breaking point, and she reached hers. It happens, right? Like, she has been caring. And think about what she's been caring for, not just months or even 5 years, but how long she's been caring that being a survivor, right? She's been caring that. And then has become, like, you're just ready to, like, you just want to scream at people that don't understand her situation because you're like, so you're criticizing her for something you don't understand. How about you have a little more empathy and understand it before you criticize? But we're in hot take society right now, and everyone has to have a quick reaction. And if you, you know, side with an athlete or give, you know, give an athlete a little bit of like, yeah, we understand you need a little, then all of a sudden No, she's human. And I hope she, if she's able to come back and compete again, great. If not, I hope she's able to do whatever it is in life that makes her happy and smiles and does not have her visibly shaking when she's out trying to do anything. Because we literally saw her visibly shaking when she was trying to perform. That's not right. That's not healthy. You can't be. That's not you, anyone that sees that and then says she still should have performed, they're an idiot.
Right. And look, man, I mean, you know her normal level of dominance, and it's amazing that she was still, you know, performing at the level that she performed at not the top of her game, but it was so different. You could see it. She could feel it. That alone, this is just not her. Something's off. And they were saying it in the commentary, something's just off here. And so, like you said, when it's like that, you know, her first concern, I don't want to hurt the team. But obviously, don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. But I wanted to get to one more thing before the break, and we get to the midweek peek with Steve. Man, Ron Rivera yesterday, you know how I mentioned that I felt like the biggest factor in moving more players towards vaccination in the NFL is when they realized a part of this that was always a part of it. It was in the language last year, according to the Players Association, that if a game is forfeited, that game checks are lost. It's just everyone knows about it now. I mean, they made sure the language was understood. The Players Association agreed to it. Why did the Players Association not stand on the table against that? Say, no, we cannot have this, right? Because clearly the majority of players feel like, hey, you know what? Vaccination should be a thing in the league, right? But they aren't mandating it. They are not mandating it. But you throw that game check penalty in there, and then maybe it becomes a little peer pressure that kind of pushes more guys toward vaccination. Well, maybe it won't be that for the Washington football team, because Ron Rivera, I mean, his team, they have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the league. I think they said it's around 50%. And so Ron Rivera, man, and you can feel it. Like I said, that I don't think that most players are going to look at the guy next to him if he's unvaccinated and say, man, you know, you're putting my health at risk, and put pressure on because of that. I don't think that's happening in the player ranks. You know, could a player catch it and take it home to his family? Yeah, can do that. Yeah, that was the language that you were hearing yesterday. Like, you know what, the viral load for vaccinated people who contract COVID, even if they're asymptomatic, they can still carry enough of a viral load to spread it. So that is scary. But do I think players are sitting there analyzing it to that level? No. I think they see the game check. And I think that there could be the game check. I think that they see the possibility of having competition limited, playoff chances hurt as a result. I think that can be a motivating factor in the player ranks. Discounted the health thing. But Ron Rivera, to this specific example, Ira, is one that, you know, I think could be moving, at least for his team. Because we saw Ron Rivera last year. I mean, in the triumph just to be on the sideline, man. You know, fighting cancer, that was a very visible thing. And, you know, his team, his players were talking about how inspired they were. And they were behind him. And he came to work every day, even though he was going through treatment, right? You remember that, Ira? Remember the stories and the they had to cut out of his family in the stands.
I pay very close attention to what happens in DC, so I was following the story pretty closely.
Yeah, man. I mean, they were all about support Ron Rivera, support Ron Rivera. And he got up in front of the media yesterday. Said, "Man, I don't know what to think. I'm just amazingly frustrated because here I am." You know, immune compromised, and I'm stepping into a facility where 50% of the guys aren't vaccinated. You know, how much do they really care about me? I mean, do you really care?
Things that make you go,
I mean, in this particular instance, it sort of puts that to the test, does it not? He said, "Yeah, man, I'm absolutely walking in here, masked up." And, you know, even if that wasn't the new recommendation, I'm doing that because I got to lower the risk as much as possible. Of course, he could get some help with that from the guys on the team. They wouldn't be zero risk, but it could be lower. We'll see if this moves some guys with the Washington football team. But you could probably go in every franchise, Ira, as we get to this break, and find someone that's not an athlete, that's not in their 20s or 30s, and I mean, there have been severe cases of COVID in that age range, but some older person who's maybe is immunocompromised in some way that is being put at risk by coming into the facility. You wonder if that'll start entering the thought process. Probably naive to hold out hope for that, right, Ira? We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side with the Midweek Peak with Steve Clark. We'll return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.